there's been a war on since J Street was founded in 2008 to define it.
This is Ron Campius.
I'm the Washington bureau chief for JTA, the Jewish Telegraphic Agency.
He covers Jewish lobbying groups for the JTA, which until recently mostly meant he covered AIPAC. But now there's a new kid on the block with no lack of material to write about.
J Street is controversial because there was a perceived consensus on Israel within the Jewish community, and that consensus was defined by AIPAC, and that was whatever AIPAC was advocating that day or that year. What they say they're trying to do is create space in Congress not to take the AIPAC line.
But Campius says there's a big difference between how J Street sees itself and how many others see it.
J Street wants to define itself as a pro-peace, pro-Israel group. It's a pro-Israel group that is ready to criticize Israel when it doesn't feel it's doing enough to advance the peace process, and also criticize the Palestinians, criticize whatever U.S. administration is in power. The way it's been defined by others, by its rivals, is that it is anti-Israel, because there are groups who say to be pro-Israel, you have to be pro-government of the day, and J Street obviously doesn't feel it has to be pro-Israeli government of the day.
According to Campius, AIPAC and other conservative groups say no matter who's in power, Jews around the world should support whatever Israel does. J Street disagrees.
You can't be supportive of every action taken by every Israeli government because they change. Sometimes they're more left-wing, sometimes they're more right-wing. And to claim you should somehow support whatever it is Israel is doing isn't realistic. It doesn't make any sense.
Hadar Suskin is J Street's vice president for strategy and policy.
The message that we've been fed is basically that the role of the American Jews is to be supportive. Period, end of sentence. There's no definition of what that means.
Suskin says J Street defines supportive as doing whatever it takes to encourage a peaceful two-state solution.
We strongly support the state of Israel as a Jewish homeland. We strongly support the people of Israel. We don't support every policy and every action of every government. And neither does anybody else. The only question is whether people are willing to say so.
One of those upset with J Street's strategy is Alan Elsner, communications director for the Israel Project, which provides expert information on Israel to the media. He says the role of a pro-Israel organization should be to build Israel up, not criticize it. He says there are plenty of other people doing that already.
There are a lot of people who spend their days and their nights thinking of ways to tear down Israel, delegitimize Israel in the eyes of the world. There's an operation, actually. We're sitting in K Street in Washington, D.C. One block from here is an Iranian government-run, government-financed TV program with slick production values, which is devoted 24/7 to tearing down Israel. It is our duty to not let their lies, their distortions go unanswered.
There are other Jewish organizations that take a critical or nuanced view on U.S. policy toward Israel. But J Street is singled out, Suskin says, because of their work on Capitol Hill.
Much of the criticism of J Street, you know, centers around, well, we should have these conversations quietly within the Jewish community. It's okay for us to disagree, but you can't say that publicly.
And that word, publicly, is really a code word meaning in U.S. Congress. During the 2010 election cycle, J Street's Political Action Committee raised and donated funds to 61 candidates. They employ a team of 7 lobbyists who push for what J Street thinks is the best path toward peace in Israel. But according to JTA's Ron Campius, all of their lobbying efforts have not come without consequences. In 2010, when Israel set up a blockade around the Gaza Strip, J Street helped organize a letter signed by 54 members of Congress.
The letter really, you know, made a good faith attempt to be balanced. It talked about the rockets that Hamas had launched from Gaza into Israel. It talked about Israel's blockade being necessary for security reasons, but it suggested that Israel was going too far in its blockade and it needed to lift the blockade for humanitarian reasons. So this gave the opportunity to Republicans to paint this letter as attacking Israel's security, even though it explicitly said Israel had a right to defend itself. And the whole nuance of the letter got lost in the rumble. And the people who signed this letter have become known as the Gaza 54. They've been tarred as wanting to undercut Israel's security.
California Congresswoman Lynn Woolsey was one of the so-called Gaza 54.
J Street was a need waiting to be filled for many members of the Congress, like myself. For a long time, I've been one of just a few voices willing to not vote for a resolution that's coming out of the AIPAC corner, if I thought that the resolution was unbalanced. Many resolutions I support, but if it's 100% pro-Israel and one or more so against the Palestinians. I'm not voting for that.
Woolsey received $11,800 in donations from J Street and its members. She says her constituents favor both J Street and AIPAC, so she maintains a close relationship with AIPAC as well.
So now what I see with J Street is help in looking at maybe the bigger picture. And it is more nuanced than the AIPAC members, but I find that to be their value. Really believing Israel will never be secure without working things out with the Palestinians.
And it's that so-called nuance that sparks opposition to J Street's positions and lobbying efforts. Here's J Street's Hadar Suskind.
People who are involved themselves very directly in more conservative Jewish organizations say to me, you know, members of Congress are really busy and you just have to tell them what to think about this. And you guys are confusing them by making them think it's okay to have a different view on Israel. Acting toward them in some sort of condescending fashion, like we have to just feed them the sound bites and make sure they don't get confused, it's not only insulting to them, I think it's insulting to everybody who works on this, and it certainly doesn't help achieve the goal. Our goal is very clear, it's to end the conflict.
I asked Congresswoman Lynn Woolsey if she thought criticism from American Jews could put Israel in danger. Her answer was clear.
Well, poopy on that. I mean, that's ridiculous. There's two parties here that have to work something out. Neither one of them is perfect. And if one of the parties thinks they're perfect, well, then nothing can be worked out. They both have to work together.
Apart from lobbying, J Street also has a grassroots branch with chapters in more than 50 U.S. cities and counting. They also continue to add staff members and new supporters. JTA's Ron Campius says J Street may become the go-to organizers for those Jewish Americans who feel misrepresented or not represented at all.
They're not necessarily a majority in the congregation. They might be a vocal minority, but they're there, and they need a voice, and they need a tent in which to express that voice. You're not going to get it at AIPAC. You're not going to get it at the traditional Jewish organizations. J Street is giving them that space.
For Making Contact, I'm Emily Friedman in Washington, D.C.